Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, if you didn't know, it was NFL playoff weekend. Lonzo brought a whole freaking vibe into the studio today, ladies and gentlemen. Lonzo is like if Hulk Hogan and Patrick Mahomes had a baby, it would be Lonzo.
I look mean.
Say brother.
Brother. I can't do it that way. I can't.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Friday edition of the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. Hello, America. Hello, world. It's great to be back with you one more time again. I am Rob Brown, directly across from me, Hulk Lonzo Hogan Reitzel, brother. My dude, you just decided you wanted nobody to have any questions about who you were repping this weekend, did you?
Unfortunately, this is not a.
Doesn't matter. Fits the vibe.
It did. Yeah, I made sure I picked this shirt for this particular bandana, which my wife decided, hey, you should get that. So she's
not mad at it.
Back in my band days, there was one of our guitarists was into this sort of, he's like, man, you ought to wear that. Yeah, so he talked me into. So I only break it out every once in a while because when I do, I walk through the hallway, people just stare, and you know I don't like that.
Yeah, no, we don't seek attention in this line of business at all.
No, if you want to see what it looks like, ESPN Upstate, Facebook, and YouTube, and you know all that. Twitter.
Facebook.com/ESPN Upstate, Twitter.com/ESPN Upstate, and of course, go to YouTube, search The Rob Brown Show.
This kind of thing will make you go bald, though.
You know why. That's why Hogan rocked the bandana so long.
Yeah. That's why I won't wear it very often. I don't want people to think that I'm heading that direction.
Texas says, who are the voices in the intro? Here's how I knew I was going to be in good shape. So when I got this job two years ago, not quite. It was end of February of 2019.
It'll be here before you know it.
No, 2020. Yeah, 2020. End of February 2020? Was it 2020? Yeah, it was 2020.
Yeah, you go back 2 years, that would be.
Yeah, I know how numbers work.
22 minus 20 is, yeah.
Thanks, Lonzo. So when I got this job and the boss texts me and he goes, hey, man, what's the vibe of the show, right? Right after I got the job, what's the vibe of the show? And I'm like, dude, you know, fast-paced, energetic rock and roll. That's what we're going for. And he goes, well, I made this promo. Let me see how you like it. And I listen to it. I'm like, yep, that'll do it. Those voices are, of course, the Uso brothers, Jimmy and Jay. Well, one of the Uso brothers.
No,
I think you get them both in there.
No, we the ones.
Oh, yeah. Well, now we the ones. Back then it was the Uso penitentiary.
Yes.
Locked down. And so the boss goes, I don't know if you're a wrestling guy or not, so I don't know if you'll like this. And my response was, if I was there already, I'd high five you. It works out great. So, yeah.
I knew you were a wrestling fan before you got here. So, you'd already accepted a job. And then you got to research, okay, who's this guy?
Who's this weirdo?
That's coming. And then we were having wrestling conversations before you even got to the building.
Correct. So, you know. Correct. Real quick, and then I'm going to, I wouldn't ordinarily start the show off with something that's not sports and not wrestling. But Netflix, and I'm only doing this because of the guest I'm about to tell you. Netflix has just created a new series called Murderville, and it's got Will Arnett as the main character. And what's great about this show, it's a murder mystery show, right?
You
so every week.
Batman?
Lego Batman. Will Arnett solves a murder in this town every week, along with a celebrity guest star acting as the partner, except for Lonzo. What's hilarious about this is that the whole show is scripted, and they don't give a script to the guest star, so they just have to improv their way through the show as it's being filmed. And the first guest, Marshawn Lynch. Tell me you're not watching that the night it drops. An unscripted Marshawn Lynch dropped into a murder mystery drama. Tell me that's not going to be incredible.
Or it's going to be like the worst thing you've ever seen, which would still make it incredible.
Still be incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Still be incredible.
Will Arnett, you know, I like some of his stuff, and then other stuff, it's like, eh.
Can't wait. I'm a Will Arnett fan, but Marshawn unscripted in a comedy horror drama, give it all to me.
Will Arnett's work on Ninja Turtles, it was amazing.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal job. Not even joking. Ladies and gentlemen, we have so much sports to talk about, so I suggest, Lonzo, that we do so. It is time for the lunch breakdown of three things you have to know before you start talking sports with your friends, family, coworker, or the dog. This will be the scuttlebutt. These will be the things you're discussing around the lunch table today. We start with item number one. Don't know if this is something that the majority of you guys would consider one of the top three items, but I find it very interesting. Yesterday, minutes after we get off the show, because this is how it works. When Rob and Lonzo are on the air, we don't get breaking news. It breaks at 3:03 p.m. every day. That's how news works in the world of sports. If I'm off the air, that's when the news breaks. The Houston Texans fired David Culley yesterday, a move that came 4 days after Houston wrapped up a 4-13 campaign in his first and only season as a head coach. Nick Caserio said, quote, "I came to this difficult but necessary decision after reviewing our football operation. While a change after one season is unusual, we had philosophical differences over the long-term direction and vision for our program moving forward. We appreciate Coach Culley for helping us navigate through a difficult season, but it is my responsibility to make decisions I feel are best for our organization." Culley appeared shortly after on Sports Talk 790. He mentioned that he had 3 years left in his contract and his salary is guaranteed for all 3 years. He said, quote, "I loved every minute of being the head coach of the Houston Texans. I appreciate the players and coaches for staying the course with me through the ups and downs of our season. I'm disappointed we didn't win more games and I won't have a chance to improve on the lessons I've learned, but I fully understand this is a bottom line business and I didn't do enough." Okay. Do you guys remember the conversation we had yesterday about the Miami Dolphins and Stephen Ross? The fact that my dude lives up in a penthouse in New York City, doesn't even live in nor travel that often to Miami, doesn't talk on behalf of Miami very often. He just kind of sits up inside the clouds and looks down via ESPN and conducts his business from a distance. Ladies and gentlemen, the Houston Texans, they have somehow managed within 24 hours of the Dolphins becoming the franchise that we were willing to beat up on the air on radio stations nationwide, the Houston Texans said, whoa, hold up. We can do one better. Now, here's where they're going to get a bit of a pass, although it's not for the reason that you would think. I could have told you this preseason. Do you know why David Culley was brought in for the 1 year? Because the Texans knew that they were going to suck this year. The Texans knew that they weren't bringing Deshaun back this year. The Texans knew that they weren't going to be good this year. So they needed a sacrificial lamb. They needed somebody that they could plug into the hole for a single season. They needed somebody they could plug into that spot for a single season to eat the nukes that would be coming in for how bad they were this year. And then they could fire after 1 year, and Nick Caserio and the rest of the losers in Houston's front office could go, whoa, not our bad, we tried our best, but this head coach over here, David Culley, he's not good at his job, so we let him go. Don't blame us. No. No McNair family. No to Nick Caserio, no to Easterby, no to everybody in that organization, okay? No. You put your cards on the table preseason. You brought that dude in there to have a human meat shield between you and the nukes of criticism that you justifiably have to take for how incredibly bad you seem to be managing this football program. It is what it is, man. Another case of an NFL organization that is so disconnected from reality, yet consistently find ways to get someone else to eat the blame. I am going to look at the, I don't know, 3 to 5 Houston fans I know that exist and say, hey, friends, don't let them off the hook with this. And NFL fans aren't stupid. Don't let them off the hook for this. Don't let them let you believe that David Culley was the reason that the Texans were bad this year. The Texans were bad this year because your ownership is disconnected from reality. Your GM is disconnected from reality. They basically are running whatever the hell kind of operation they think they're running down there. And I've got a lot of criticisms about what they're trying to do. But they're trying to run one particular type of organization, and it doesn't work. But they're going to blame David Culley. Word. That's cool. There comes a point where you have to decide. As I said to Dolphins fans the other day, as I said to Carolina fans the other day, as I've said to Jets fans for years past, there has to come a point where you as a fan start to say, hey, I ain't putting another dime into this franchise until they start, I don't know, trying. Just try. I don't need you to run anything other than a football team. There have been story after story of Jack Easterby trying to turn it into a revival. There's Nick Caserio down there trying to turn it into Patriots Jr. Guys, I don't need you to run a church camp. I don't need you to run a clone of the New England Patriots. I just need you to run a football team the way that you know it should be run. Don't copy them or change this or we're going to have this mentality. Just run a football team. It's so glaringly obvious and so pathetic. There comes a point where you got to think, I'm not giving them another dollar. Not another dollar. Item number 2 on the lunch breakdown. We drop it out. I'm a little heated today, Alonso. Can you tell?
Yeah, I wasn't getting in on that.
I'm a little heated today.
I'm going to sit back and watch.
Item number 2 on the lunch breakdown. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought going into this year that the NBA was going to be pretty much clearly run if Kyrie Irving came back by the Brooklyn Nets. And Vegas thinks so. The Brooklyn Nets are the number one team, the shortest odds to go and win the NBA Finals this year. But hold your horses, ladies and gentlemen, because my goodness gracious, the Milwaukee Bucks all of the sudden might be back in the picture. We have had back-to-back nights where a really, really good team has gotten absolutely thumped. 2 nights ago, the Chicago Bulls, you know, the team that's leading the Eastern Conference with a 27-12 record, they went up against the Nets, who were 26-15, just 2 games back as of today. One of the reasons why is because the Nets with Kyrie absolutely drummed the Chicago Bulls. Last night, the Milwaukee Bucks, yes, the Milwaukee Bucks, 4th place in the Eastern Conference, went up against the Golden State Warriors, who up until last night were the number one team in the Western Conference. The number one seed in the West as of last night went up against the number 4 seed in the East, the Milwaukee Bucks. A 118-99 thumping that was not that close, ladies and gentlemen. Was not that close. Last night, I looked up, took the lady friend on a date last night. We went axe throwing, right? We went downtown, did some axe throwing, and I'm sitting there watching the Bucks and the Warriors, and I look up at one point, halftime, 39-point lead for the Bucks. 40-point, almost 40-point lead at halftime, and they extended that. That means, ladies and gentlemen, not only have in the past week the Bucks now thoroughly handled the Warriors, but they also dismantled the Brooklyn Nets less than a week ago as well. Giannis Antetokounmpo may have his boys back in the NBA Finals this year. Go back and watch some of that game. Just go find the highlights from last night because that Bucks team was on a freaking warpath, and I'm here for it. I loved it. Item number three on the lunch breakdown. This is going to be a heated conversation later on in the show. A little Red Bull this morning, Lonzo. A little Red Bull in the tank today. Ready to go.
Sounds like you had three.
Ready to go. Major League Baseball made its first labor proposal since locking out players on December 2nd, focusing on a narrow set of issues. And according to Jeff Passan and Jesse Rogers of ESPN, the reaction from Major League Baseball players was... They don't care.
They're at their summer homes right now. I mean, or their winter homes, rather. And, you know, what do they care?
Here's the thing. We are marching ever so steadily closer to the point of no return where the regular season is going to be impacted by the lockout. We are marching ever so quickly to the point of the season where if we don't get a deal done, fans start losing games. We start losing games. All right? Now, with 162 on the books, I know there's a lot of people that go, eh, what if we lose 20? You know, who cares? Eh, I don't know, man. I like baseball. I don't want to lose games. And if the players say we want to shorten the season, I'll think about it. But that's not something I've heard from them. So, I got excited earlier this week. We reported to you on Tuesday. Then on Monday afternoon, Jeff Passan and co. reported we were going to have a meeting today. And I said, hey, whoa, on one hand, really excited. On one hand, very excited because the owners would not call the players to the table if they weren't ready to put something on the table in terms of compromise, right? Like, they're going to compromise something here. You don't call a party that you're in a standoff with unless you are willing, like, you're going, hey, I got this. How about we compromise over here? What are you going to bring to the table? But I also said in the same show, baseball fans don't get all excited about this because it might be a whole bunch of nothing. Might be a whole bunch of nothing, right? It's one thing to say compromise. It's another thing if the two sides are so far apart that a 5% compromise barely moves the needle, right? And that's apparently what happened. During the side's first meetings that discussed core economic issues 43 days ago, the league proposed changes to the arbitration system for players with 2+ years of service, tweaked its proposed draft lottery, and offered the ability for teams to earn draft picks if top prospects found success in the major leagues. MLB hoped the proposal would spur discussion with the union after the side's failed negotiations leading up to the lockout led to 6 weeks of inaction. However, topics not discussed Thursday that have been in the player suite of ask included changes to the competitive balance tax, raising the minimum salary, the big issues, the core issues. Major League Baseball called the players to the table and offered nothing on the big issues. They offered a bunch of compromises on the small issues. So what has happened in the last day since the meetings yesterday? Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. So baseball fans, sit back, strap in, because it's a long ride, and I have told you, the goal here betwixt these two parties is not to reach a compromise. The goal is to win the PR war, because welcome to 2022, baby. At the end of the day, publicity is the ultimate tool. It's the ultimate resource in this world. I'm to the point where I think publicity is actually surpassing money in terms of value to some degree, right? Because with publicity comes money. You get why do you think people try so hard to be influencers on TikTok and Instagram and social media? Because once you gain X, Y, Z million followers on one of the social media, people just start giving you money for existing. I was introduced last night, and she's going to get mad at me for this. But the lady friend, we went out on a date last night, went and got a little dinner afterwards, headed back to the house, and she's scrolling TikTok. She's a TikToker. Not like makes of it. She just likes watching the videos. And she goes, she shows me this lady, and this lady's got two kids. They're like 3 and 5 or younger than that, 2 and 3. I don't know, whatever. They're kids. They're like toddlers, you know? And she's like, yeah, look at this lady. Your kids are so cute. She's got like 2 million followers. And I said, 2 million followers? That's awesome. What does she do? And she goes, well, she's got these cute kids. And I went, right, but what does she do? Well, look at her kids. They're cute. Right, But why do 2 million people follow her? Because she's got these cute kids.
Okay, you've absolutely described TikTok.
Yes. No, there are some TikTokers that are genuinely funny. I will follow anybody who makes me laugh.
R-Truth's pretty good on TikTok.
R-Truth's great on TikTok.
I've never seen it on TikTok. Yeah. I've seen it on other social media of his TikTok.
Yeah. Shout out to Keegan, our P1 Keegan. He's on TikTok. Dude's really funny. I appreciate comedy, even if it comes in 10-second clips. If you are genuinely funny, this lady's entire existence is, here's a picture of my two kids, and people by the millions follow her and send her money for having a kid.
Those kids start taking a turn towards acne and things like that.
Yeah. And it's like, I don't wish anything bad on the kids, obviously. Can y'all stop giving money to people for just it? It's one thing to exist. Like if she was like parenting tip 101. When my baby cries, here's this unique thing that I do to get them to stop. I'd be like, okay, well, that can help people. Nope. She just literally, boop, here's my kid pushing a stroller. 2.1 million followers. And people give her thousands of dollars. Public notoriety is probably, if it's not already, about to overtake money in terms of importance. It is better to have followers than money, because with followers comes money. That's where baseball is right now. They are trying to win the public relations war more than they are trying to get the financial issue settled so that they can go play baseball. Because if they can get the public relations side of it figured out to where we as fans join one side of the battle or the other, that is the biggest, fattest negotiating token on the table. Whatever side has the public relation war won, they're going to be able to demand more from the other side. And more importantly, get it. Because we are the pawn. Welcome to baseball, baby. All right. Quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute from right now. I got a couple of things that I want to do today. I want to take a look back at Trevor Lawrence's rookie year by the numbers and see. I have a theory that Herb cost Trevor his rookie season. Is it true? We'll look at the numbers and find out. We will talk some NBA today. Hour number two, we're going NFL wall to wall. We're breaking down the entire week of the playoffs. We got wild card weekend. We'll give you the full breakdown when we come back. I'm Rob. He's Lonzo. You're listening to the best sports talk radio show in the state of South Carolina, according to the South Carolina Broadcasters Association. You're listening to the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Tommy says, I have a feeling Urban cost Trevor Lawrence his rookie season. In other news, water is wet, the sky is blue, and Rob is loud. Thank you, Captain Obvious.
No, the obvious thing is what I said at the beginning of the season, that everyone would let Trevor off by blaming it on Urban Meyer, even though Trevor might be a little overrated in the NFL. Might be. We'll see.
Yeah, no, I'm going to blame Urban Meyer. I'm going to blame the obvious thing here. I'm going to definitely blame the obvious
thing.
You're
going to go with your hate.
No, I'm gonna go with the facts here. That if a head coach is bad and gets fired before he even gets to the end of his first year, that he's probably not a great influence on the guys in the locker room, including a first year rookie quarterback. I feel like that stance. I feel like that's logical.
I would love to be the guy to go back and find the actual tape of me saying exactly what's going to be said today. At the beginning of this year.
Right.
And I'm not saying you're wrong as far as Urban Meyer not being a good coach in the NFL, but some blame needs to go to Trevor Lawrence, and he's not going to get any, and he deserves it.
That would be me like, that'd be like me saying, next Wednesday, Lonzo, I'm going to see a car drive right down that road. And then next Wednesday, I see a car drive down that road and go, man, I wish I had the tape of me saying that. Yes, of course. Of course we're going to blame Urb. Because he's bad at his job. Now,
you notice he left out the main part that I was talking about, that Trevor Lawrence is not going to get the blame he deserves. He's going to be given a pass. Oh, it was Urban's fault. He's exactly who we said he was going to be. He is the next Andrew Luck. He is the next whatever. We weren't wrong. It's Urban's fault.
So, I will continue to say, it is entirely possible that Trevor Lawrence just isn't good. It's a possibility.
He's in Jacksonville. If he stays in Jacksonville, you're going to get a game here and there. No matter what coach they bring in, he's in Jacksonville.
I don't subscribe. This is the difference between you and I. I don't subscribe to the cursed franchise philosophy. Like, they can't be good because they are the blanks.
It's not about a cursed franchise. You're the guy who look at history, look at the past, look at the details. If we look at the details, they're in for the number one or the number two draft pick every year. Why? Is it the ownership's fault? Partially.
Yeah.
Is it the fact that they don't bring in good coaches? Yeah, that probably has something to do with it.
I put it on Trent Baalke. I got a lot of similarities this year between Carolina and Jacksonville, right? Like, one of the similarities is that the front office decision-making of Jacksonville is a joke. That's why all their fans dressed like clowns last weekend.
Well, there was a time when Tampa Bay was that franchise, and we saw how they got turned around. So it is a possibility, but it doesn't happen overnight, and you would like to see some positive steps in the right direction. And it seems like you talk about that 2 to 4 year rebuild that happens like every couple years. So, I mean, you take a step back when you fire a coach in the middle of the season. All I'm saying is,
oh, they didn't take a step back from Urb. They just stayed exactly where they were. Well, they were just as bad off as him being there as not.
And then Trevor Lawrence goes out and has the kind of game he does in the last game. It makes people think, oh, okay. Yeah, he's good. He'll have those every once in a while when the other team plays down to that team.
I mean, that was a 9-win football team they beat to keep out of the playoffs, by the way. A team playing for their lives. All right, here's my take on it. I don't think there was a There was not a rookie quarterback this year that faced more. There has not been a rookie quarterback in the past 3 or 4 years that has faced more dysfunction within their organization than Trevor Lawrence. Not one. Joey B didn't face that much in Cincinnati.
Well, I'd say anybody who goes to the Jets has to face that kind of stuff.
I don't think the Jets were as dysfunctional as Jacksonville was this year.
Really?
Yeah. I think Jacksonville was an absolute dumpster fire this year, predominantly because of Urban Meyer. But yes, an absolute dumpster fire. I would also say that after losing Travis Etienne earlier in the year, which was probably going to be his number one security blanket, and who was playing pretty good football before he got banged up, I don't think Trevor Lawrence had much, if any, at all talent. He had basically DJ Chark to do for the majority of the year. And that was really it. Daryl Bevel, who was promoted to interim coach after Meyer was fired, runs one of the most vanilla offenses we've seen. He had to do it without a ton of talent. Now, I'm not saying that T-Law 16 didn't have problems. He did. From weeks 9 to 16, Lawrence completed one touchdown pass. From weeks 9 to 16, one touchdown pass. That's not great. Completed two passes that were for over 30 yards. That's not great either. But the question mark here is why? Is it because, and here are your potential options, number one, Trevor Lawrence is bad at football? Some people say yes. Option number two, it's hard to throw a 30-yard pass when you don't have a receiver who can run 30 yards. Option number three, it's hard to throw a 30-yard pass when teams are putting seven in the box because you have, not only is your comfort security blanket running back out, but your best running back on the team was benched by the old head coach for the majority of the season because reasons that he never explained. He just stopped playing the best running back on the team for no reason.
Could have been videos or pictures that were incriminating, possibly.
I mean, maybe. Or could have just been, again, Herb's bad at his job. Like I tried to tell y'all he was going to be, and everybody said, Rob, I don't understand why you're banging on Urban Meyer. He's won everywhere he's went. Not anymore, sucker. Could have told you that. Look, the Jags had the lowest scoring offense in the entire National Football League. And I am not arguing that Trevor Lawrence is bad. I am saying that you could give the GOAT terrible equipment, and he's going to suck. If Aaron Rodgers played for Jacksonville this year, how many games did they win?
A lot more than they did.
I'll give you three more wins.
Oh, come on.
I'll give you three more wins. Who's he throwing the ball to?
Who's he throwing to in Green Bay? I think he's good enough to get more wins than what. Yeah, yeah. I would say there'd at least be 500 if Aaron Rodgers was there.
I give you three more wins. I give you they get to five, maybe six. This team is remarkably bad, like genuinely bad. I'm looking down their 2021 roster right now. I don't know the majority of these people. And I'm a pretty well-inclined National Football League guy.
That's surprising, seeing as how many number one picks that they get every year. They usually get some pretty good picks.
I mean, yeah, you'd think. And again, I think you're kind of helping me make my point a little bit here without knowing. Well, maybe you know you're doing it and don't care, which I respect. Trevor Lawrence and anybody else is going to struggle inside of the dysfunctional organization that is the Jacksonville Jaguars. I am watching people throw Trevor under the bus. Oh, he sucks. He's no good. He can't do it. He's not an NFL caliber guy. And that's fine. But man, if I put Jimmy Johnson in a Taurus, he's not winning the Daytona 500. You understand?
Which Jimmy Johnson are we talking about?
The seven time, not the hair.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Not helmet hair.
Because I'm thinking helmet.
Actual
hair.
Helmet.
Yeah, that Jimmy Johnson is taking some guys out.
I was going to say the one with the helmet, and then I realized that probably doesn't help all that much. Old seven
Jimmy,
time.
Jimmy Johnson, the fisherman.
Old seven time in a Ford Taurus is not winning the Daytona 500. I don't care who you plug in Jacksonville. That organization's a dumpster fire. And until they figure it out, I feel bad for Trevor Lawrence. The day he can get out of his rookie contract, please go anywhere. Texture says, if Aaron Rodgers gives them three more wins, how bad was Urban Meyer? Trevor is overrated, but it doesn't mean he's a bad quarterback. Just overrated, beating up on ACC competition.
Yeah, he is overrated. I'm not saying he's a bad quarterback. He did great things at Clemson, and he has the ability, I think, to be at least a middle-of-the-road quarterback if he's on a pretty good team.
Oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. Trevor Lawrence was set up like a freaking king at Clemson, right? The talent that man had around him at Clemson, I think I could have gone at least 9-3 in most of those seasons just by chunking it downfield.
Yeah, if ATN hadn't gotten hurt, that would have helped Jacksonville a great bit.
Oh,
but
yeah.
If you look at some of the receivers and some of the other guys that he had on that team, they're killing it on other teams.
Yeah, absolutely. Bleep it. T. Higgins down there somewhere, right? Like that. My dude was set up for success in Clemson. It's the opposite in Jax.
He's in Cincinnati, right? I believe.
I think so. Yeah. Dude was set up for success. He's set up for failure in Jacksonville. So those of you that have written off Trevor Lawrence, and I'm not saying he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He is a Bengal, by the way. So yeah. He will be playing in the playoffs, including a bunch of other Clemson players, former Clemson players that will be in the playoffs this weekend.
Texas says, Jags lead the league in drops, not Trevor's fault. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The dude is set up for failure in Jacksonville. Set up. They got no offense. Herb sat the number one running back on the team for 6-8 weeks with no explanation for it. Wide receivers are a joke. Trevor Lawrence might be the best quarterback we've ever seen. We won't/can't know in Jacksonville. Can't know. Texas says, what are y'all talking about? Lawrence Kennon will be a top quarterback in the NFL. Some of the throws I've seen him make, ... Text cut off after that. I'm assuming you're going to say, impressed me or something to the like.
Or at Clemson, probably.
Yeah. Look, first off,
the NFL is different. It is. Especially from the quarterback position.
Very different. World's different. For the record, my take on this is we have no way of knowing how good Trevor Lawrence is yet. We don't have a way of knowing. Now, if this was Lawrence 5 years deep in the league, then I might be going, maybe it's a little on him. But his rookie year, he got handed to a dumpster fire of a franchise with a dumpster fire of a person as a head coach.
How many offensive coordinators and or head coaches will he go through in his rookie contract?
Hell, he's already on number two at both, right?
Well, it's interim, so, but.
Still counts?
Yeah, it does.
He's
it
on
does.
A second head coach and second offensive coordinator before he got 17 games under his belt.
And we've seen that happen to some other pretty good quarterbacks and they were ruined.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm saying.
Which is why you should try to be the number two draft pick, not the number one.
I got to tell you, I'm not. Here's what I'm going to say. There's a lot of rookie quarterbacks that could have got to week 14 and gone, nah, I'm done, man. Just bench me for the year. For real. Just bench me for the year. Let me save it up. T-Law went out there and persevered through, ended up catching win number three and knocking the Colts out of the playoffs. Lawrence can be a generational quarterback, has the potential, has the capability, has the prowess. But Jacksonville has no talent, has an offensive coaching staff that doesn't know what the hell they're doing with the guy, and has a GM in Trent Baalke that's like, how do I do this job? It's bad, man. I feel bad for Trevor Lawrence. The dude can be a stud. I just don't know if he can do it in Jacksonville. I don't know if anybody can do it in Jacksonville. Let's take a break. Back after this, Rob Alonso, you. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Lonzo, time to go on the record. What's the knee say? What does the knee say? The left knee prognostication is?
It's a little tight. I'm not having the pain I had yesterday.
You gotta make a statement here, otherwise I can't trust the prognostication.
Well, I have heard now from other outlets that it's going to be freezing rain and not snow.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
Does the knee differentiate between snow and freezing rain, or is it just cold stuff from the sky?
It's cold stuff. Yeah, there's snow.
I feel like I trusted the knee all week, and now you're just like, I don't know.
Hey, you can discount...
I feel like you're being wishy-washy.
You can discount the knee. I'm fine with that. If you can discontinue the knee and make the pain stop, and I'm fine with that too.
Although, is this a knee jerk reaction to what the weatherman's saying? Is that what this is?
Could be, could absolutely be.
This is not like a joint forecast or anything like that. Should I put a cap on this segment?
You know what's awesome is that I get to work, you know, back to back with pun guys. And you know, it's I never know how to react to pun guys, just because for one thing, I'm amazed as you and Vince Coakley can just boom, 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 one right, and I just can't do that. I'm just not a pun guy.
I need to know how you feel about all this, to be honest with you.
It's going to snow, people, somewhere. There we go.
Are these jokes too corny for you, Lonzo? Are they? So I got to tell you, it's like you want me to stop, and I feel like you're being a little needy right now.
I've always wondered what the boss thinks about puns. I've always been curious about that.
See, I know he's a big fan of irony, so I'm sure he'd like him, you know? We need to hurry up and get this segment over with, don't we?
Yes, I am looking at the clock.
And that's all I got. Ortho, you thought. Ortho.
No, not yet. I got it. That was for effect for people in the stream.
I got you. So, okay.
Because we're always
You're on. Acting. Got it.
We're always on.
Yeah. That's what we do. All right. I'm done. All right. I'm stopping right there. Still waiting to find out about the weather. It's a 50% chance. It's either going to snow or it's not.
Have you looked to see if your weather app has changed the forecast on it?
I've looked at it like 50 times in the last 3 hours, and the percentage, I will say this, last night it said like 96% chance of snow, and today it's back down to like 85. So.
Well, according to mine, and this is set to Greenville right now because I'm in Greenville, more proof that we're in Greenville and not Malden because the phone says so.
Yeah.
It still says 100% snow. So and again, it's late Saturday, early Sunday morning. So, but according to a weather report I heard earlier, is that the snow event will begin somewhere around 9 p.m. Saturday night.
Can I make a request for the music that accompanies me out to the break?
I don't do requests, but I'll listen.
Will you play Kenny Chesney on the way out?
Only if I'm on my way out of the business.
We'll keep an eye on this weather for you and see where
there,
it goes.
There is a winter storm watch on and warnings in certain areas. So it comes down to just be careful. If you don't need to go anywhere, don't go anywhere. And if you're worried about this model says that, just go outside and look. If it's snowing or it's icing, don't go anywhere unless you have to.
Yeah, pretty much the advice.
Just open up the big window.
Go buy all the milk there. And bread right now.
It's too late. get some nice hot cocoa and sit in front of the window and just watch the snowfall.
By the way, fun little stat. Amongst quarterbacks, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, and Mac Jones, who were all selected in the top 15 picks in the 2021 draft, Lawrence's 59.6% completion percentage was behind only one quarterback of that group, Mac. Mac is the only one who outcompleted him.
Gets to play games and only throw like five or six passes. And I know he doesn't need to throw any more than that to win, but, you know. That helps your percentage when you just don't
sure it does.
Really have to throw
helps
that
your
many.
Percentage when you got a franchise that's not full of clowns running the clown car, isn't it?
Well, they are all cheaters, but, you know, it's worked in the past.
We'll find out. All right, I need to go to break. That's Lonzo. My name is Rob Brown. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up hour number one here in just a minute. Hour number two, when we come back, first off, I told you yesterday I thought the NBA does the best job of catering to new fans. I'm going to show you how when we come back in a minute. Hour number two, wall-to-wall NFL coverage as we break down the playoffs. All that and more coming up on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate. The Rob Brown Show is back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Hello, Upstate South Carolina. Rob, Lonzo, and you. I told you yesterday, I think, or Monday, I don't know. I told you a day, at some point in the recent past, that I think the NBA does the best job of catering to new fans. Here's a perfect example of that. Tuesday's game against the Golden State Warriors. Ja Morant went after another dub. Because the Grizz are good and Ja is insanity in human form. Morant made headlines because after the game was over in Memphis, a 116-108 win over Golden State that included an and-one foul, as he walked past the crowd, there was a young kid who outstretched his hand to get get the old dap it up from Ja, and Ja ignored him. Because he was a Memphis guy in a Golden State jersey. And after the game, they asked about it. Ja was like, my bad. Ja said he was disrespectful with that jersey on. He's laughing about it. And then Ja offered to send the fan a Grizzlies jersey to start wearing to the games instead of his Golden State gear. Well, after he said that on social media, the Grizz started up a campaign. The team posted on its Twitter account, saying that for the next couple of games, they will allow kids 12 or younger to bring in the jersey of an opposing player or team and trade it in for a brand new Ja Morant jersey and two tickets to the next NBA game in Memphis. That's how you win new kids into your game.
What are they going to do with those jerseys?
I'm assuming they'll just get rid of them, or they'll give them back to the NBA to redistribute, or give them to charity or something. But who cares, right? Tell me if you're an 11-year-old kid whose daddy gave him a Curry jersey and you're watching Ja do what he's doing, that you don't want to trade that in for a Ja jersey and get to go to a game for free. That's how you win new fans over, baseball. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.